three times and whom I confess I dislike. Let me explain. 2 years ago, my widowed mother married Lynn's widowed father, having met him in Boca Raton, where they lived in neighboring condominiums. At the dinner the evening before the wedding, I was as annoyed by Lynn Spencer's condescending attitude as I was charmed by Nicholas Spencer. I knew who he was, of course. The stories about him in Time and Newsweek had been detailed. He was the son of a Connecticut family doctor, a general practitioner whose avocation was research biology. His father had a laboratory in his home, and from the time that Nick was a child, he spent most of his free time there, helping his dad with experiments. Other kids had dogs, he had explained to interviewers. I had pet mice. I didn't know it, but I was being tutored in microbiology by a genius. He had gone the business route, getting an MBA in business management with the plan of owning a medical supply operation someday. He started work at a small supply business and quickly rose to the top and became a partner. Then, as microbiology became the wave of the future, he began to realize that was the field he wanted to pursue. He began to reconstruct his father's notes and discovered that shortly before his sudden death, his father had been on the verge of making a major breakthrough in cancer research. Using his medical supply company as a base, he set out to create a major research division. Venture capital had helped him launch GenStone,